electric vehicles, and agriculture. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Mention electric vehicles in conversation and you're bound to get a plethora of opinions. And let's face it, armchair experts bring the topic up with John Deere, however, and they have got a strategy. Denver Caldwell is the director of sales for the U.S. and Canada. He says that for this technology to come to light in ag equipment, it needs to be in stages.
The first stage, what you saw in the Z370R, that infrastructure are things that we all have in our homes. The outlet, the 120 outlet, right? We can plug that in and get going. We see the second stage as being a stage that largely we all have in our homes. We may have to reconfigure some of the plug-in infrastructure to make that work, but that's not going to require a lot of infrastructure development.
Stage three, a little bit more intense.
The third stage, the things that we'll see around electric backhoes and skid steers and the larger things, sir, that's going to take some infrastructure to make sure we've got the proper plumbing into whatever venue it is, if it's a dealer or if it's a farm operation. We've got to make sure we've got the right current.
As you look at this market, he says there is likely a lot of infrastructure investment coming at us. His prediction was that growth could come not in the next couple of years, but likely very soon after that. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.